Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, a warm welcome to Paul Kavanagh. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon, Deirdre, and congratulations to all the people in the kingdom.
Well, I can't take any credit for it, Paul, even though I was there doing my best to shout along for the kingdom. But and of course, we should mention the Limerick hurlers as well, because, of course, McCarthy Insurance Group is Cork, Kerry and Limerick.
That's right. And we have the Camogie players, the ladies, coming up next weekend, the weekend after next. So, look, it's exciting times in Munster, but big congratulations to Kerry. And it was great to see the crowds out last night on television. In Tralee, it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, lovely atmosphere, and we're all still on a high here in the kingdom. Paul, we've loads of interesting stuff to talk about this month, and particularly, I'm keen to hear about the dishwasher fires. But we're going to kick off by talking about dogs. Now, we were talking about dogs in the show yesterday and dog behaviour.
Right.
But you've an interesting point to make about what happens if your dog attacks somebody or bites somebody.
Well, look, I suppose the first thing is to make sure that you've got insurance cover, because the person who owns the dog is responsible for the dog and can be sued and will be sued. And there's been over 150 cases of people being sued already in the past year. So, and there's a big case, as you know, going to the High Court about a dog, Jack Russell, being put down up the country. So it's a very emotive issue. And I suppose we don't want to get involved in the emotion of it, because there's two sides to every story. So my advice is just make sure that you are covered for your dog under all the different laws and rules that are out there under your insurance policy. And as I keep saying every month, no two insurance policies are the same, so you got to check it out. And the most important thing here is the Dangerous Dogs Act. We all know about it, but we're not up to speed in it. We're not very familiar with it. But it includes dogs like, you know, that we see around the place, Alsatians and Doberman Pinscheners and Bull Mastiffs and things like that. And would you believe then there's variations of them? So we're not all up to speed with it. And you need to be very careful if you own one of these dogs.
And what insurance would cover that? Would it be home insurance, or would you have to take out
the home insurance for the homeowner. And I had a very good question put me at the other day. What if you're a tenant in the house? Well, we can cover it under the contents, but it's not the landlord's problem if the dog breaks out. It's actually the tenant's problem. Whoever owns the dog can be and will be sued. And that comes down to little incidents like dogs knocking people off their bikes or trolleys, or even knocking old people down, which we had an incident of recently here in Cork, where an old lady was knocked down by a dog and badly injured herself.
Oh dear. So what should you do? Should you check and see if it's covered under your home insurance?
I think the best advice I can give every month is check. Always check to make sure people buy. I mean, there was a huge spate of dogs being purchased during lockdown, as we know. So, you know what I mean? Now you're thinking about it. Just make sure. Some pet insurance policies also cover the liability of the dog, so you need to check. Just make sure that your dog is covered and that you understand the rules about muzzling dogs and about the lead and about the age. The age, if you've got one of these dogs that are listed, it must be in control of a person. That's the owner must be over 18, and the person looking after the dog must be over 16 and be in control of the dog. So there's a lot of responsibility on dog owners.
Yeah, so if you have home insurance but you haven't informed your insurer that you do own a dog, should you be doing that straight away?
It's not informing as such, Deirdre. It's actually checking it with your broker to make sure, because a number of policies do not cover the dog out in public. They do not cover the dog if it breaks out. So if that's what you're worried about, you need to check it. And the guys in the offices will be able to fill you in exactly on the various rules that are there and the covers that are available for these dogs.
I'm just reading a story here about a 63-year-old cyclist who died 2 years ago after a small dog, a Yorkshire Terrier, ran out on the road and the cyclist was obviously knocked off his bike and died. And now the owners of the Yorkshire Terrier have been convicted before the court of failing to keep it under control. But I would imagine they'd also be liable for a claim as well.
Yeah, but that'll be a civil case by the family against the family of that poor man who died against the dog owners.
Yeah.
And that can be a very serious situation if you haven't got an insurance company behind you.
Yeah. Okay, to move on.
The legal costs alone will be astronomical.
Yeah, this is it. Now, you were telling me, and I was amazed to hear it, there's actually been a spate of dishwasher fires recently.
Yeah. Amazing, and we had one very bad one in Kerry where we paid out over €90,000 for the damage caused to the house. The person put on the dishwasher, went out doing their shopping, gone an hour, came back, the house is on fire.
Good Lord, and what actually happened?
Unbelievable.
Something to do with the wiring or what?
No, there's actually investigations going on now about actually the make of the dishwasher, which obviously I can't say on radio, but it is being investigated. Absolutely being investigated.
So what are the lessons we need to learn from that, do you think?
Well, look, I mean, it's myself as well included, you, Deirdre, you know what I mean? When do you put on the dishwasher? Don't put it on going to bed. That's my big advice. And I wouldn't put it on when I'm leaving the house. It's great. If you're around the house, at least you can, you know, you'll smell something or you'll see something and avoid problems. But I know that they're noisy. I hate putting it on when I'm watching the television in the kitchen. As an example, you know, it distracts me. But put it on when you're in the house is my advice. Mm. And in some houses have them out, and they have the dishwasher, they have them out in the utility. I mean, keep an eye on them is the best advice. I know there was somebody selling alarms there for that you could put on the plug and things like that. So, look, you just need to be careful. There's a spate of them recently. I think we spoke recently about Dublin City Fire Brigade. We're on the Clare Byrne show one night with it as well, about the condenser dryers and the dishwashers. They're the two main offenders when it comes to electrical items.
And funnily enough, Paul, I would have thought that phone chargers would be the big offenders there.
Yeah, well, they are as well, and that programme that night highlighted that and gave demonstrations and showed photographs of the damage they can do. Phone chargers, especially ones that are not linked to your phone. So if you've got a Samsung phone, use a Samsung charger. If you've got an iPhone, use an iPhone charger. But I'm not talking against the people who are selling these ones, but there are items for sale out in the marketplace. They're cheap. And the very word says what it is. If they're cheap, you got to be very careful.
You got to be careful, yeah.
The damage that they can do is horrific.
Moving on, home insurance premiums generally are increasing, I believe. And what's that all down to, Paul?
Well, I suppose, I mean, it's important that I say this because we had Leo Varadkar on the national television the other night saying prices are coming down. They were coming down, but now does it turn back up because of inflation, that very word, the dreaded word that we won't be speaking about in 2022, 2023. You know, it was COVID, now it's inflation. Inflation has gone mad. And inflation on the claims now is in the order of 15% if you can get someone to do the repairs. So the insurance companies are saying they've absorbed it so far, and now they're saying prices will have to increase if inflation keeps going like this.
Okay, so we can all, if our home insurance policies are due for renewal soon, we can expect a possible increase. A definite increase?
Yes. I'm saying in the order of 10 to 15%. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm only giving that now. I have no other than grassroots proof that I'm looking at and seeing the prices and asking the questions. As you know, the insurance companies are barred from telling us any information about price increases. Another stupid GDPR and whatever competition rule that they brought in. But we can see it when the renewals come in to us 2 months in advance. We can go, hold on a minute, that's gone up. Why has it gone up? And we ask the question. And we are moving people around with their motor and their house insurance because of these increases.
Okay. Now, just before we leave the whole area of home insurance, because I know there's a lot happening on the motor insurance front as well, a couple of questions for you, Paul. A listener says, how much would I want to insure a 40-year-old three-bedroom kitchen sitting room, one-bathroom house for? Well, that's a bit of a general question, isn't it?
It is a bit of a general one, but I mean, I heard on the national radio yesterday, the people in Donegal, because they're in an awful situation, as you know, with this whole mica and pyrite situation. And what they said was that they were using, as a rule of thumb, 170 euros per square foot, and now they have gone to 200 euros. And I think I mentioned that as well on a previous show with you. My rule of thumb is 200 euros per square foot.
Okay.
And that's, you know what I mean? So per that's a lot of money.
It is, absolutely. A listener says, my dormer windows are leaking water in heavy rain and it's coming down through the ceiling. The house is just 20 years old. Does my house insurance cover this?
Well, I suppose the first thing is that I'd say to that person is that whatever dormer windows are there, there's no guarantee on your dormer windows. It's the damage that's done to them. If it's a gradually operating cause like leaking, then it's only the damages covered to your carpets and whatever is below them. If it's a storm damage, I would say you get Owens McCarthy in Killorgan, you get them out and you get them to have a look at it and see if there's a claim to be made.
Yeah, and there could be. I know you don't want to commit,
there could be. But like gradually, maintenance or lack of maintenance. When you're, I'd be keeping that word 20 years very, very low in my vocabulary when I'd be speaking to insurance companies.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Paul, we're going to move on and talk a little bit about motor insurance, because I believe there's two insurers advertising on TV at the moment. Something called build-up policy. So, what are those?
Basically, you see, it's where you're just being sold the basic cover, which is, they say it's comprehensive. I would beg to differ with these people that are advertising. I think it's false advertising, but they do call it a build-up. What it says, you build the policy yourself. So you get your basic cover to drive the car, and then you add on, and the list is endless. It's windscreen. It's breakdown, it's the driving of other cars, it's your bonus protection, whether it's step back or full protection, it's trailer cover, it's driving abroad, it's extra drivers, it's open driving. So the more you add, the bigger the price. So obviously they're trying to operate at offering a cheaper price, but with less cover. And we've had a number of instances of it lately where people, I got a comprehensive price from Company X and it's 50 euros cheaper than you. And then you go, well, hold on a minute now, let's check the covers that are in there.
Okay.
Now, if you don't want windscreen cover, and if you don't want breakdown cover, and if you don't want the driving of other cars, and you don't want anybody else driving your car, and all that type of stuff, if you don't want it, that's fine. But if you want it, get a proper policy, go and see a broker, call into any of our offices, and we'll give you the truth straight up.
And are a lot of drivers, we'll say young drivers who are stuck for cash, are they going for those policies unaware of the implications?
Yeah, predominantly they would have been young drivers, but now it's creeping into the mainframe market. You know, and it's confusing people, and they shouldn't be allowed to confuse people like that. They should be made put up exactly what it says in the tin. You know what I mean? What are you offering?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
So I'm raising that out there now, and I'm to people, check out everything, because we're now in the phase of we're all checking our bills, no matter what they are. We're checking all our bills to see, am I getting value? How much has it gone up, etc. All this information. There's a bit of information overload, maybe in some cases. But you really need, what I'm saying is, just call into any one of our offices and ask the question. We'll give you the answer.
Very good. Okay, Paul, we'll take a break. I'm sure we'll have lots of questions coming in for you. And to remind listeners, if you have a question about home insurance or health insurance or car insurance or whatever, send it in for Paul, 066-712-3666. We're back after these.
Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, we're talking to Paul Kavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group. Paul, you want to talk to us about the fact that motor insurance premiums are going up again too, not just home insurance, and again, partially due to inflation.
Yeah, it's the first of all, they've come down dramatically over the last number of years, but, and they were, we'd say for the start of this year, they were nearly level. And all of a sudden now, once again, we're seeing increases due to the cost of repairing cars, the inflation costs, and also the cost of providing higher cars, which I'm sure has come on your agenda as well. We've all heard of it, that the cost of getting cars, even getting them, let alone the cost of having them. So all these prices, windscreen prices, breakdown prices, all the prices are going up. So now the insurers are beginning to say, well, lads, someone's going to have to pay for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you advise people to do?
There isn't much you can do. But I think it's very wrong of Leo Varadkar and other politicians, Sean Fleming. So we're covering all parties here to say prices are going down when the tide has turned, more to, so to speak. The tide has turned here, and all of a sudden we're seeing the prices going back up. And of course, people then are asking us on the phone and at the counter, why is the price going up? And we're having to explain it as this is what's happening. Now, there are discounts available out there. So I'm saying to everybody, talk to us, talk to your insurance broker. Don't accept the first price you see. Ask the questions. I'm always saying that. Don't make any assumptions and see is there better prices. There's deals available out there from people, from brokers for you. Some people are giving vouchers. Some people are giving discounts. So ask.
Yeah, always ask. And you say always that higher car costs, or car hire costs rather,
yeah,
and the availability of cars for hire, that's hitting normal motorists as well.
As you've heard nationally, the tourists are having a hard time of it because the cost of hiring a car has gone through the roof because they couldn't get the new cars. And with COVID, they didn't expect the surge of tourism. It's great to see tourism back, but the prices have increased because the cars aren't there. So it's a very difficult one at the moment, and people, I suppose I'm trying to calm people's expectations here that it's not at a click of a finger anymore.
Indeed. But Paul, a few questions that have come in for you. A listener says they have an ordinary car trailer and they're wondering, do you need extra insurance for it, even if you're licensed to drive a car with a trailer?
Yeah, in general, the answer is no. Up to three, we used to call it the garden trailer. 3/4 of a ton, 750 kg, is the general. Now, things are changing all the time, and you need to keep checking it. And I actually asked somebody on Sunday, can an electric car pull it? I didn't mean, are they insured to pull it? Could an electric car pull a trailer? That's a very good question. And I haven't got the answer. We'll have to get on to the experts for that one. But it's doubtful. It certainly wouldn't pull over a half a ton, I would imagine. So, I mean, you've seen it on the road as well, people overloading trailers. The guards are very big on that as well at the moment. So, small trailers in general, but please ask the question.
Now, Mike was in touch and he's wondering about insurance for an all-weather pitch. He said the insurance for it this year that we were quoted was very dear, $6,870. It had gone up from $3,000 the previous year. He's wondering where could he get a competitive insurance quote?
Well, if he rings us in our Tralee office, we'll be delighted. 066-712-1777, our commercial team there will be delighted to have a look at it and see if there's anything we can do for him.
Yeah, okay, very good. Now, another question for you. A listener wants to know about health insurance for pet dogs. This person says trips to the vet are very costly. Is there any affordable pet insurance?
There is. They're mainly online, and I think some of the vets are promoting one as well. So it's well worth checking out, because if anything happens to your pet, it can be expensive, and as I pointed out earlier, if you can get the liability cover included in it, in case anything happens that knocks over somebody or bites somebody. So yes, there is covers available out there, but you've got to search. It's mainly online, all that pet insurance, and your local vet may have details of one that they favour.
All right, okay. I think a lot of people probably don't even know that there's such a thing available as pet insurance. Now, this is a question kind of related to health, but also related to motor insurance, I'd imagine. A listener says, I have a cataract in one eye. Do I need to inform my insurance company or the NDLA? I don't know who to contact.
An excellent question. I'd be talking to my doctor first. As you know, most of the cataract operations were being carried out in the north. So, I mean, your local doctor, I would imagine, does follow-up tests and everything for that. It's really down to your doctor. I got my own license renewed there recently. And for driving bigger vehicles and all that, I had to do my eye test, and that's it. And if you pass your eye test, you'll get and your medical, then you'll get your license.
Yeah. So regardless of the cataract, once you get the test, you're good to go.
Regardless of the cataract, but once again, anybody, whether it's any type of a medical condition, you are obliged to talk to your insurance company about it. First of all, I would speak to my doctor to make sure that I'm not going down the wrong route with this. The doctor will tell you exactly, you know, you're fit to drive the car. That's all. And the insurance company may look for a letter. And they possibly will look for a letter stating that. So I would ask my doctor for that when I'm getting my follow-up test.
Now, here's a good question for you, Paul. One that's come up before, I think. A texter wants to know, why is it impossible to insure an old car that has passed its NCT?
Yeah, age-old question. Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
But... okay, look, it is hard because I think I said last month, insurers are cherry-picking. Some are cherry-picking between 30 and 50 with a car under 10 years old. But you can get cars over 20 years old insured. But then, you're narrowing down the number of insurers you go to. So if there's only two and you're with one, well, it's Hobson's choice then. You know what I mean? But I mean, I would ask the question, go to your insurance broker, call into one of our offices, give us a ring, and we'll tell you straight away whether there's something available.
Now, one final question for you, Paul. A listener is wondering, any advice on insuring mobile homes and caravans?
Oh, yeah, mobile, sure. We insure mobile homes all over the West Coast there, from Galway right down the whole way down to Dunmore East. They're everywhere, mobile homes. No problem whatsoever. We have a separate insurance policy. Some you can add them to some insurance, house insurance policies, but it is better to take out separate mobile home cover. And it's very similar to house insurance. And it depends then on the... you're only going to have a small amount of contents in the mobile home, and most of them are locked up over the winter and they're looked after and tied down, and that's not a problem whatsoever.
Okay, very good. Paul, we're out of time, but before we let you go, you might just remind people of where your branches are and how they can get in touch with the McCarthy Insurance Group.
Okay, before I do that, I'm just going to give a quick, just so that I keep all the Kerry people happy. my grandson, Henry Carmody, was proudly parading his Kerry jersey all over Fermoy and parts of Cork yesterday.
That's good to know.
Good to know. Right, so we have offices in Tralee, the square there in Tralee, Rathmore, Listowel, Carse Iveen, Newcastle West, and we've just opened a new branch with Corrigan Insurances in Macroom, because we know there's a lot of people listening from Macroom.
There is.
So we're now in Macroom, and we're delighted to be there. And the one last thing, so because as a kind of a thank you to everybody, we're having a draw in every office. So all 16 offices are having a draw for €100. It can be a fuel voucher or a one-for-all voucher. Whether it's new business or renewal, just come in and we get your details, and we're having the draw in the end of September.
Okay, that's a nice little added bonus. Yeah. That's very good. Paul, great to talk to you. Got through a whole range of questions there and a lot of topics as well, and it's certainly interesting times on the insurance front. We look forward to chatting to you again on next month's programme.
Last one, dear, I nearly forgot it because one of our long-standing employees is retiring in the Rathmore office, John Randalls, and I just want to wish John well in his retirement.
Oh, very good, and we want to wish him well as well. Paul, thanks a million for that. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you, dear. Talk to you next month. Take care.
Bye-bye. That is Paul Kavanagh there from the McCarthy Insurance Group with this month's Insurance Matters slot. Now, we're going to